Shalom to all. Today we're learning Masechas Avodah Zarah, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Vav, Mishnah Zayin. And today's Mishnah is being learned B'schos Esther Bas Rachel, Shishi B'zachar Avan, Ruziva Gahal, Gon Bikarav Mamesh. And Mishnah Vav tells us, Mishnah Vav Beisai Samach Avodah Zarah, a guy whose house was next to a house of Avodah Zarah, and they actually shared a wall. V'nafal, and that wall fell down. Also, if Noisai, it's us to rebuild it. That's because he's building something for Avodah Zarah. So Kit said, Yasa, what is he supposed to do? He can't just have a wall missing from his house. So Kainis B'sach Shaloi Arba Amos Ubayne. He sets that wall 4 Amos into his own property. That way it's 4 hamas away from Avodah Zarah, and then he could rebuild it, and that way Avodah Zarah is not going to be benefiting from it. And what about that space in between this newly built wall and the house of Avodah Zarah? He doesn't want the Avodah Zarah to benefit from it, so he should fill it up with thorns or maybe a bathroom or something like that so they can't use it. Now let's say Hayashaloi Vishal Avodah Zarah, this wall which had fallen down was jointly owned by him and Avodah Zarah, so he doesn't have to set it a full 4 hamas back into his property because it's not just his, it's also theirs. Nidan Mechza Mechza, it's 50-50. Let's say the wall was 4 hamas thick and he owned 2 hamas and they own 2 hamas, so he only has to set it 2 hamas into his property because that's the part that he owned. Now, avon of Eitzav Afaroi, Metam Kesheretz, the stones, wood, and dirt, which is basically the cement or the clay or the sand that held the original wall together, all this rubble from the old wall is Metame like a Sheretz, because the Pasuk says about Avodah Zarah, Shaketz Shaktanu, so we see that it has similarities to a Sheretz, and we know that just like a Sheretz is Metame B'maga, if a person touches it, he's Tame, but not B'masa, not if he carries it, look on a plate, for example, so that's how Avodah Zarah is Matame as well. However, Rabbi Kiva argues Kenida, that something of Zara is Matame like a Nida, which is even Bimasa, even by carrying it. Shenemar, because the Pasuk says about Avodah Zarah, Tizrim Kamai Dava, Tsei Timer Loi. You will scatter them like a Nida, that's what Dava means. Go out, you say to it. And Ma Nida Matame Bimasa, Avodah Zarah Matame Bimasa, just like Nida's Matame Bimasa, so to Avodah Zarah is, but we don't Pasuk like Rabbi Kiva. Moving on to Mishnah Zayin, now we're going to see 3 different categories of Bittul, that if we have something that's Avodah Zarah, is there a way to be Mevatel it and take away its status of Avodah Zarah. First, we begin with houses. Shlosha Batim Hain. There's 3 different categories of homes. Bayis Shabani Mitchil Avodah Zarah. And the house was originally built to be Avodah Zarah. That they're serving the house itself. Hareza Asr, it's Asr. There's no way Yud could benefit from it because the house itself is Avodah Zarah. However, let's say the house was just a regular house and then Siyadai Vechiroi Avodah Zarah. They plastered it or made some beautification to it for the purpose of Avodah Zarah. Or Vechidesh, they renewed something in the house. So then all he has to do is Naitel Masha Chidesh, take away that which was renewed, take away the plaster, take away the beautification, and then it goes back to its original status of being a house, and it's fine. And the third most mekel category is Hechnes Soseich Avodah Zarah. Let's say it was just a regular house, and idol worshippers brought an idol into it, and they served the idol, not the house, but they served the idol, Vaitsiyua, but then they took it out, Harei Zamotar, so there's nothing wrong with the house, and it's permitted. And similarly, Shlosh Avanim Hein, there's 3 different types of stones. Evan Shechat Sava Mitchil Libimos, if a stone was carved out of a mountain, it was carved out of the ground with the intention to be a bimos, it's like a pedestal or it's a stand for an Avodah Zarah. That is considered in a way in Avodah Zarah itself, and Harezu Asura, it's always Asur. There's no way to undo that. Whereas Seed of Echira, L'shem Avodah Zarah, if it was plastered or decorated for the Avodah Zarah, Vechidesh, or someone was renewed on it, Noitel Mash Chidesh, that which was added onto it could just be taken off, and then the stone's permitted. And lastly, the most Makel category, Hemet Olay Avodah Zarah, let's say all he did was have a regular stone, put an Avodah Zarah on it, Vesilka, then he took it off, Harezu Mutaris, then the stone's Mutter. And now on to trees. Shalish Asherah is saying, there's 3 types of Asherah trees. Elon Shenatoim Etchil L'shem Avodah Zarah, if the tree was originally planted with intention that it's going to be an Avodah Zarah, Hareza Asr, it's Asr, and there's no way to take off that status of this tree that was served as Avodah Zarah. Whereas, let's say, it was originally planted as just a regular tree. And then Gidayu Pislei Shem Avodah Zarah, he cut it or pruned it with intention now to serve it as Avodah Zarah, the Hechlif, and it renewed itself and now regenerated, it grew more branches or more luscious, so that new growth is the issue. Naitel Masha Hechlif, he just cuts off and takes off that which had grown. Now it's just the original tree which is left, and so there's nothing wrong with it. And lastly, the most makel category, Hamid Tachto Avodah Zarah Ubetala, if it was just a regular tree and the person placed an Avodah Zarah underneath it and then was Mevatel Avodah Zarah, he took it away, let's say, Harez Amotos, and the tree's Mutter, because the tree itself was never served. And actually, we have Machlekes about this last category, Ezui Asherah, what is an Asherah tree that serves Avodah Zarah that's Usr? Kol Sheyesh Tachta Avodah Zarah, that's if there's an Avodah Zarah underneath it, that's what we just mentioned. Whereas Rav Shimon says that no, Kol Sha'iv Din Isa, only if the tree is served as Avodah Zarah, but not if there's an Avodah Zarah under a tree. And actually, Umaisa, there's a story, but Sidon, in this place called Sidon, Be'ilon Shahayu Avden Isa, with a tree that they served as Avodah Zarah, Umatsu Tacht of Gal, and they found a pile of stones underneath this tree. And Arulan Rav Shimon told them, Bitku Esagal Azek, go check out this pile of stones. Ubatku, and they checked it out, Umatsu Baitsura, and they found an idol in the pile. Amrulan, he told them, Hayavalat Surahin Avden, since they're serving the pile of stones and not the tree, Natalanasa Elon, let's be Mata the tree for them. And that's Rav Shimon Lashitasai, that an idol underneath a tree does not Aser the tree. We're Mishnah Sabra for the day and pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Chaz and Tess. Continue to talk about trees. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.